cybercrime, macroeconomic conditions, ESG reporting. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. By understanding your risk, you can make your business resilient to challenges on the road ahead. What's more, you can turn those risks into opportunities. EY helps CFOs, boards, and audit committees see beyond the numbers to uncover the critical insights that make their organizations resilient, even in an ever-shifting landscape. For more insights that matter, visit ey.com/beyondthenumbers.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/earnings. netsuite.com/earnings.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
There's a lot going on when it comes to Invitae. They just reported their quarterly update. It included a first quarter revenue beat, a smaller loss per share than analysts forecast from the year and also from the year before. And on Monday, the company said it agreed to buy Genosity. It's a genomics company. I hope I'm saying it correctly, offering software and lab solutions to basically enable development and deployment of complex sequencing-based tests. We are definitely talking about genomics. The company also got a big investment from a group led by SoftBank. So let's get into it. And ARK Investment Management, we talked to Kathy Wood a lot. It is the largest shareholder in Invitae, according to our Bloomberg data. So let's bring in Invitae CEO Sean George on the phone in San Francisco. Sean, good to have you here. I'm scrambling to get to you because I really want to talk about your company. How are you?
Good, and really appreciate being here. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And I have to say, you know, we do talk to Kathy Wood and the companies that she puts on her radar. We really like to dig a little bit deeper into them. So tell us, for those not in the know and familiar with your company, tell us exactly what you are doing in the genomic space.
Sure. So our mission as a company, we've been at it for 10 years now, investing heavily in bringing genetics and genomics squarely into mainstream medical care for billions of people around the planet. We're absolutely confident that the fundamental personalized power of genetics can impact medicine to the better for all of them, improving outcomes and lowering costs. And that's what we've been up to. And I think now that it is becoming more apparent to a lot more people just how impactful genomics can be, we're really appreciative of investors like Kathy at ARK and others. ARK, the entire top of our capitalization is full of investors who really see a significant phase change coming in healthcare, mm-hmm. largely fueled by genomics, and we're really proud to be a leader in it.
So genomics testing, I mean, at one point, I think it was expensive. It took a while to get here, but tell us exactly what you do and the services you provide and who you provide them to.
Absolutely, and it's good to set a backdrop. You know, mm-hmm. When we started the company, a single test, which would look in the form of you and your doctor, whether it be for a disease or symptoms or of yourself or your child, whether you're starting a family, you know, a single gene test to take a sample, run an analysis of a single gene, and return the result costs $4,000 to $5,000. A large number of genes, upwards of $25,000, $30,000. We now, through our efforts in investing in reducing the cost of that and expanding the amount of information available to clinicians and to patients, that test now is $250 for a large number of genes to assess essential information that affects one in six individuals have genetics at the core of their health condition. And so we offer that service to people, like I mentioned, who have a family history, whose children have symptoms, they themselves have symptoms, women starting thinking of having a child. There's a variety of genetic tests and screens available to really give the best outcome, best outlook for a healthy mom and healthy baby. And increasingly now, looking toward as an individual ages, you know, there's an awful lot of testing that goes on in the oncology area and cancer, both to assess an individual's risk as well as to use genomic tools to evaluate what therapy, what very effective targeted therapies could be useful, perhaps much better than 10, 20 years ago therapy. And now on the cutting edge of that is the use of these genomic tools to detect whether or not that therapy is working, and if not, to find that cancer coming back as early as possible and help the oncologist make the next best step. In the future, for sure, we've got, if you take cardiovascular, cardiology, 40% of cardiovascular disease has genetics as a direct cause of it. Very small number of individuals get that information today. That's going to change here in the next few years, and we're really excited. Like I said, excited to be leading the charge.
So right now, how much of your cost equation is just the build out, new lab and production facilities? I think you did one some news in April in North Carolina. So how much of in terms of holding you back from profitability right now is the build out?
Yeah, it's a little of both. There's the physical build out. Frankly, that's not really the majority of it.
Okay.
We are expanding. We're bursting at the seams here on the West Coast of San Francisco. We're expanding, putting in a 200,000 square foot production facility in North Carolina, an RTP. But the real cost of doing it kind of comes down to the sample collection and the targeting of the genome that you're interested in. And then the major driver, as more and more information is gathered over the years, is in the interpretation of that genomic information and the delivery of actionable, effective, next steps for patients and the clinicians. And that's an immense effort, and that's what we've invested the most in. It's a technology stack. It's an infrastructure, software, and tools for experts, for our experts, to medical geneticists, to deliver that information and work with the patient and their clinician on what the implication is for them, their family, and what the best next steps are.
When cyber criminals strike, the difference between a catastrophic event and resilience is preparedness. Finance leaders who plan ahead can thwart the damage posed by ransomware. Yet in a recent EY poll, only 23% of directors expressed confidence in their organization's ability to respond to a ransomware attack. Cyber preparedness is just one facet of the complex risk landscape finance leaders face every day. Now more than ever, it's vital to keep ahead of developments. Cybercrime, macroeconomic conditions, ESG reporting. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. By understanding your risk, you can make your business resilient to challenges on the road ahead. What's more, you can turn those risks into opportunities. EY helps CFOs, boards, and audit committees see beyond the numbers to uncover the critical insights that make their organizations resilient, even in an ever-shifting landscape. For more insights that matter, visit ey.com/beyondthenumbers.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight, athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? The ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Sean, so we're talking about what you guys are doing. You said the bulk of some of your costs have to do with the interpretation of the data and what an immense effort that is. So when does the equation kind of change in terms of lots of demand? You guys are seeing pretty impressive top and bottom line growth, but when does it become a much more profitable business in your view?
Yeah, no, it's a fantastic question. When we genuinely see this, phase transition that's coming here in healthcare with genomics very much at the center of it as the catalyst that drives to, massive and defendable operating cash flows in the future. And the key to that is this technology infrastructure that we've been developing and a differential cost advantage to deliver a genome's worth of information to a patient and their caregivers across any disease, across any stage in life. And all the data that comes along with that and the relevant genomic information then informing on next steps, and then subsequently tracking outcomes, feeding that back into the engine and coming up with even better utilization for genomic data and even better outcomes at even lower cost. And that is a virtuous cycle that we are absolutely confident in creating a business that, call it 2 to 5 years from now, we'll be able to generate, like I said, really begin generating massive operating cash flows. It's a complete shift in the way that this information is being used today. And as a leader in it, we intend to be there.
Yeah.
We intend to continue to be. And we're certain that the industry dynamic will shift to where it's a winner take most.
Well, and you're almost a $5.9 billion market cap company. Give me an idea of how massive this industry potentially could be. And there's multiple players, to be fair, but, give us an idea of, is this something that people are born or people multiple times will need to have genetic testing be done?
It's the key to the whole thing, the investment thesis, what we're currently doing, how we're executing in the future. 1 in 6 individuals has a genetic indication that drives the majority of their healthcare outcomes. That is, if you want to translate that to a market, it pretty much, we believe, will be anybody born in a modern healthcare system. Is it 10 years from now, 15 years from now, something like that. But that's where this is going. It's about 1 to 2 billion people in those modern healthcare systems around the globe. And our feeling is that our services that we provide from cradle to grave will, instead of being today what it is, a relatively expensive single test, one test at a time based on symptoms and kind of clinician inquiry, will turn into something that looks more like an information service for a few $100 per year for that number of people. This information will be on tap and available for people before they know they need it, to clinicians before they have clearly identified the cause of symptoms or family history. And certainly, increasingly, using that advanced genomic technology to be able to identify who's at highest risk and detect that onset of that disease far earlier than we are today, which in any one of these conditions we all know is the key to preventing, delaying, lowering the cost of treating, and in many cases, outright curing those disorders.
And to be fair, and to make sure like our audience is clear, genomic is very different from genetic testing.
Well, I'm really glad you brought it up. We don't see it any differently.
Oh, you don't?
Historically, historically, genetic testing has kind of, if you think about the roots of the industry, it's been very much genetic tests have been relegated to kind of the measure of last resort. When nothing else could sort out what was going on, an idea of an indication or a problem, the patient spurred a clinician to think, I'm going to order a genetic test, or typically a specialist. And then it was typically a pretty narrow focused test and on one gene, one specific marker.
Right.
And now as the technology has evolved, and certainly there's been technology involved in the generation of that information that's allowed, it's very much like it's a technology called next generation sequencing. It's kind of like Moore's Law in computing in the 70s and 80s.
Right.
That's driven then the ability to look at more and more of this information at once, which people tend to call genomics.
Mm-hmm.
In our view, it's all the same.
Okay.
What is the biggest risk for an individual and what do you do about it? And that is the use of this information in healthcare.
Right. Listen, we just scratched the surface, and our producer, Paul Brennan, and I were talking about this, and we knew we wanted to do 2 blocks with you, but we hope you will come back again in the future because I feel like we want to dig even deeper so that people kind of understand even more of what you are doing, and love to get an update on the business down the road. Sean George, he is the CEO of Invitae, joining us on the phone from San Francisco.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? which companies from big tech to startups will dominate, and where do the risks and unintended consequences lie? I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox President Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF.